Friday, the city says. They can be put back up again in the spring, but with a lot more rules in place.
ABC, Sherry Preston, Richard Canson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Summer, are you a 21 tonight?
West to northwest winds at 10 to 17 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Tuesday, breezy and cool. Really a high of 34. For Tuesday night, cloudy and 22. Wednesday, partly mostly cloudy. A 30% chance of a few light snow showers later on the day. A high of 36. And for Thanksgiving Day, early otherwise partly sunny.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
The Begging Dog Show.
His name is Jeff Mando, General Counsel for Law Ford.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws.
I put my thumb out and
the attorneys both here in Wisconsin's fairly law. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Begging Dog Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station.
And now I've got
for you
no
and your computer time to Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hey, I'm a
Hi, I'm Mike Cunningham, sports and a bunch of
I'm a
It comes down to a one-game season.
I've seen the world from all sides now, but it don't suit me that much. So won't you rock me?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Teach Wava. Well, with the weekend's box office haul, turned out to be no match for that of Barbie Packers, but it was still impressive. Scott, starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, and the Washington paper Pascal, who never expected to be top dollar.
this one. Bright, generally clear skies here in the overnight, with the northwest wind still on the gusty side of around 20 and 25 miles per hour. Morning low temperatures near 20 degrees. Quite a bit of sunshine around for Tuesday. Lighter winds and highs in the middle 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, when you political editor Dan Schaaf. We discuss how Democrats discuss race and racial justice. You. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from
like
2
to
till
say
4.
I've been fine. And I do.
News from the center. WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's hard to come by. And if I told the truth, that's not quite true.
Jane says,
some days a
guy. Good morning and welcome, to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Jess Watkins. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park. Here in Racine, you can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Calvin is off for a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for him. He deserves it. Jess, thank you for slipping in and taking over for Calvin this week.
Of course.
Really appreciate it. Lots of things coming up for you on the show today. Start thinking now about Wisconsin's most notorious speed traps. Lots of people, millions of people are going to be hitting the road this week for Thanksgiving. And this came up in the general chat here at Civic Media earlier this morning. Look out for this place. And, oh, look out for this place. And, oh, never, don't get pulled over in Plover. So we would love to know where your speed traps are, and you can give your fellow drivers a little heads up as we prepare to go over the river and through the woods and all that stuff. That will come up at 10:30. Dr. Kristen Lyerly here at 11:06. Lots of things to talk about with her, unfortunately, and I'm very curious to get her take on the Trump cabinet appointees of Dr. Oz and Robert Kennedy Jr. taking over our healthcare systems. I have a feeling she may have some thoughts on that. Just a couple. 11:33, we're going to lighten it up and talk about what you have been watching to escape. And I stumbled on something new on Netflix, and I kind of binge-watched all over the weekend. It's aimed at seniors.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You do.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yes, it is.
It's really good. And even if you're not a person of a certain age, I think it's worth a lot of laughs. So we would love to hear what you have been watching lately to escape, whether it's on streaming, whatever you're watching. And then we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Missing Shoe Edition. If you ever get a thing which should not be, send it into Greg and me. At Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at CivicMedia.us. A reminder as well, you can get all of your news that you need. Real news, great conversations. Stay on the know just by subscribing to the Civic Media newsletter. And where our news team is scattered all over the state, and they curate things specifically for wherever you are. So if you're in Oshkosh or you're in Hayward or Park Falls, for example, go to civicmedia.us/email and subscribe to the Civic Media newsletter. Do it today. It is absolutely free. And make sure that you download the Civic Media app. I did want to start off this morning with Popcorn King, a seven speaker, Robin Voss.
The Popcorn King.
He made an appearance on WYSN up front over the weekend, and he has some thoughts about numerous things. This was pretty, he hopes former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman is disbarred, so he's never allowed to practice law in Wisconsin again.
Woof. I mean, I won't disagree with the Supreme Court.
Boss hired Gableman, of course, to lead the 2020 election, but before they were firing him. Last week, the Wisconsin Office of Lawyer Regulation filed a complaint accusing Michael Gableman of numerous ethical violations during his run. I guess it just irritates me so much that violations were kind of in plain sight as this investigation was going on. And it was like, well, that's all fine.
Yeah.
That's no worries. It's just him spending money. Go to another Mike Lindell symposium where he had all of the proof that the election was stolen in 2020. And yet,
I mean, also trying to get the mayor of Green Bay arrested, trying to store the property of people. I mean, this is all good. And by the way, everyone, just so you know, you paid for this.
We paid for this.
You, Wisconsinites, we put in the bill for this weird, excellent adventure of his. And the fact that we've used this before.
Robin's expensive adventure.
Yes. We've used it before. Insane. Robin Bosses. Tell us this, especially from a guy who was nothing more than Wisconsin. Just even a worse version.
Step below.
Yeah.
What is,
oh, low rent Mike Lindell. Oh my god.
Ouch.
So.
As I look at where the Office of Lawyer Regulation is saying happened, it's an embarrassment for anybody who practices law, Robin Boss said, on WYSA up front. So I certainly hope Michael Gaylor uses his law license. I hope he goes back to working at Home Depot, where he was working prior to working for us. Ow!
Okay, now, Robin, you're really kind of talking about your own selection of choices here. This isn't really about, like your firm is really a self-burn, too. Like, you could have hired a lot of people when you went to your local Home Depot shop and Gables and just like,
that's a guy.
Didn't you wear a robe and get paid for it? You should help us. Like, you chose him, Robin.
Right.
So, what does that say about you in the long run?
I got a call from my best friend this evening.
He also
said he wasn't going out. Well, the sky's on Friday night.
Oh, he had other opinions?
He has other opinions.
Yeah, he was gonna change for his newfound flame.
And I really would love to know what people think about this. Should people still be allowed to work from home, or should they all kind of have to come back to the office? I'm genuinely curious. 855-752-4842. But what kills me?
Hey, man.
About Robin Boss being critical of people working from home. Is this the guy who works for 2 months out of the year and it's a full-time job?
But when he's there, it was sort of there most of the time. 15 minutes of my He's definitely 71% to 74% invested. If he's not, that too much fun will kill you. Said, He said, people are showing you
local radio. What's important to you
I
is
can't
important
the exact word, but basically
thank
what he described
so
is someone
country
who doesn't have
community.
A job.
WRCL FM 100.9.
Because they're not coming into the office. If you don't come to the office or you don't work from home, you don't work for them. You don't have a job. But
where'd you get down the
fiddle
and you get down the
bow? Well.
Well, right.
There was an audit that was done late last year and it was
dance
focused
in the
about
kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
I don't know about you, Jim.
But waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log, a single shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night.
Where'd
you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow? Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
That makes you feel more attractive to people who have jobs in a remote setting. He said that he wants us to remain competitive and that somehow is tied to the idea of having people working in the office.
My brother Bill and my other brother Jack. Belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light. Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights. Louisiana Saturday night.
Where
you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday.
Well, yeah, he just said there was an
yeah, you get down the and you get
and
down
was,
the road. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
And at one point, Representative Mark Warren, who's a representative, he's a Republican from the interview, says this. The surveys all say, from almost every agency, that remote work is better, efficiency is better, these things are all better. But there's no data to support it. I don't know. Maybe the surveys you are reading are saying those things. And if there was such a tanking in services and a problem,
wouldn't that be reflected?
We'd know something at this point. There would be a story out saying, oh my gosh, after so many years of remote working, you can't get this or that. No, it's really not. This notion that you have to work in an office to get things done is so antiquated. Just kind of like, to me, sounds like
just
totally
luck. Girl, I'm watching that clock like a red-tailed hawk sitting down on a
barrel-line
pole. On a pawn shell, punching brakes in the waist. Cashing down to go for broke.
Yeah.
You slide on over. Pretty head on my shoulder. We got a good time coming when the day's done. And the drinks are cold. We're going to pull it all night. We can sleep where we're going. Drive that honky-tonk. Can't stop, won't stop. Get you on the dance floor. Better hold me one. Double shot, good stuff. Hang it up. Double back up. Man playing those red dirt songs. Head home, glass call, lights off, close fall. Hang on, my way on, you tight fit. Jeans on my bedroom floor. We gonna get the hair running when we hit the door. There you go, giving that eye with your head on my sight. Got me swerving all over the place. Got the pedal to the middle and I'm pouring like a kettle. And you know that I love a good chase and a little bit of shining. Whole lot of wine and dining. We got a good time coming when the day's done. And the drinks are cold. We're gonna pull it all night or we can sleep when we're low. It's rock that honky-tonk. Can't stop, won't stop. Get you on the dance floor. Better pull me one more. Double shot, good stuff. Can't get enough of that cover band playing.
This
those red shirts on
the set.
Yeah, don't last call. Lights off, close fall. Ain't gonna roll. My way up, you got it.
Imagine he's stuck in a jail cell, and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do when thousands have? You plead guilty, whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the bail project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free. Brought to you by the
other.
Tom Selfish, Professor Emeritus of
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy.
TMZ short film that was in a straight up documentary about my uncle, who was one of the small time dairy farms across the state that were kind of the backbone of why we brought our state's name to America. Dairy Farm.
Have you ever looked at that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it.
Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on
TuneIn. Hello from the Creative Outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
Here's a hint. At US Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe you'll get
4 free phones. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply, visit cellplus.com for details.
Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase.
Visit your local U.S. Cellular store at Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You can always join us. You can call. You can
with
text. The number is the same.
Honor veterans
at
this November for their selfless service to our nation. We are grateful for all you've
you
done.
In the live
sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dairyland Transportation, Muscatine American Region Auxiliary Post 85, and Riverdale Ag Service.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Meat apple cider donuts, chicken make pies, and turnovers. So, yeah, so Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Are they not getting things done?
Is there a problem?
Yeah, is there a problem with working remotely? Bridget works remotely.
She's been working remotely nearly for 5 years now. She goes to the office maybe once or twice a month, but she's been working steadily from home since
since the pandemic.
She was blinded by the
light. And is she just lying around?
She's
bonbons
currently
all day?
She's currently sleeping right now, I think. And then after her nap, she's going to take her afternoon nap, and then she's going to think about work. No, she. I'm not kidding you. She wakes up around the same time I do.
And that's early.
That's early. And I get to work. She walks the dog, and then she goes right into her office. And she'll work until 5, 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night.
So she's probably working longer hours than she would if she were in the office.
Possibly, but she's not working. She's getting things done. And this, and once again, this notion that working from home is just a lack of services. I think I really think it's totally
In that
message, by the way, he has reported no downfalls in services and capabilities. I feel like if there was some sort of ingrained failure in business or customer service, we know that up right now.
It would have come down the system,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have seen these terrible outcomes.
And quite possibly, Robin Voss in his 3,000-mile-a-minute word salad he said on Upfront that we haven't been listening to. He would have given us specific instances in where working remote from home was affecting Wisconsin citizens. And if that's the case, that's okay. Let's look at that. But he just says, throws it out there, they need to be working in the office and working from home. It's actually, Jess, can we play that clip again, please?
Yeah.
She slammed the door and the way she drove on without
share this. Alicia on the live stream says, meanwhile, Robin Boss is making his taking almost $60,000 a year from Wisconsinites to work a couple of months.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Very much so.
This notion that they're not getting the... Once again, give me evidence of work not being done, then replace those individuals.
Well, and I love that, okay, we did an audit which determines that the employees hadn't been in the office, but the audit then did not determine whether or not work was getting done.
Well, and the survey said
well, what a useless audit.
I mean, as the quote I gave, the survey all says from almost every agency, remote work is better, efficiency is better, there are things that are all
support
better, but there's
small
no
businesses
data to support
this
it.
Saturday.
The surveys
huge savings
are the
and free
pillow data,
pillows
sir.
With mattress purses at A Plus Furniture.
This talking around and around and around is just garbledygook and garbage. And we have people working from home. It's embarrassing. No,
if
actually, it makes me. If you are a state agency or you're state government, you can give remote jobs to people. That's an attractive quality for that group.
I thought this was the way of the future.
I really
thought working remotely was the way
if
of the
anyone
future.
Yeah. Ever
I really infuriates me. Honestly, he reminds me of Mitch McConnell, where he just says whatever he wants. There's no call for details. I mean, there are...
Right, where's the stop down for specifics?
Yeah, no, he's got to keep going. He's got to keep talking. And that interview, by the way, is like 13 minutes.
Every
it's a
woman
well, we don't want to do that information. It's Rob from Fort Edwards. We got about a minute and a half. Rob, thank you for joining us. What do you want to say?
And if I'm ever loved anymore, she'll be the one to get it done the way it should be. It'll be her.
Start the program work with
loving me.
In-house individuals that are substance abuse or drug or alcohol. They're starting to do this in-house that they never would have done.
If ever I'm down and out, need someone to care, it'll be her. If ever I'm in the cold and I need someone more, it'll be her. Loving me. She's every woman that I've ever known. Loving one. And if I'm ever
loved
anymore, she'll be the one.
An illegal monopoly. The Justice Department and the coalition of states have said that Google should be forced to sell off its ad technology business. It is worth tens of billions of dollars to the company. A ruling is expected by the end of the year. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Tariff talk from President-elect Trump. He took to social media to announce he'll impose by executive order a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and Canada on January 20th. Walmart, the latest major corporation to bow to pressure from right-wing activists, rolling back its DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion policies. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With all of you right by my side.
Giannis Stain, Player of the Week. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, made the NBA's Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Bucks to a four-game winning streak, but Giannis averaging over 31 points a game, the most in the NBA. Boxer in Miami to play the Heat in the NFL. Packers safety Xavier McKinney made his seventh interception this season against the 49ers Sunday night. Ball intended for Debo Samuel pass McKinney.
So I just played for the tip, and luckily it bounced right to me. I was in the right spot, and I was able to make a play.
Packers host the Dolphins Thursday night, kickoff at 7:40. Badgers football on Friday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota at 11 a.m. Playing for the Paul Bunyan Hats.
Regardless, it's Friday at 11 o'clock. If they put it at Saturday at night, it comes down to a one-game season. It comes down to a battle for an axe, and anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong in those places.
That's Badgers.
And you can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there's now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Credit Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st, 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Home to Front. Brolin tells the story when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended dinner at his stepmother Barbra Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Generally clear skies here in the open eye with northwest winds still on the gusty side of around 20 and 25 miles per hour. Mainly temperatures near 20 degrees. A lot of bit of sunshine around for Tuesday. Lighter winds. Highs in the middle 30s. It's 24 at our studios.
The Todd Alma Show.
Tricky Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive, but it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Ford.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinier and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with this shady thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinier on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wisconsin. A lot of folks are going to be hitting the roads probably here tomorrow. And there are some speed traps in Wisconsin that are really pretty famous. So let's help each other out and give each other a little heads up. We're going to do that in just a little bit. Before we went to the news, though, we were talking about Robin Voss appearing on WISN's Upfront yesterday and talking about people who worked remotely for the government, and he wants them all to come back. So we've just been asking, do you work remotely? Do you know someone who does? Are they not working? Are they not getting things done?
There is data in there that shows that the agency said that they were identified again. Remote work is better, efficiency is better, and these things are all better. These are what the agency told them for the audit. But because there was no, like, there wasn't a pile of money or a bunch of happy citizens, Representative Mark Bourne from Beaver Dam said, well, there's no data to support it. No. The data from your agencies and your department heads, that's the support. So, of course, they're going to make it seem like, well, we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure.
If only we knew.
If only we had a way. If only they would have handed out pieces of paper or a website where they could fill out a report and given their true, honest feeling. If only they had done all the information we
had. I mean... Come on, if the productivity is better, we know that people are saving money on gas. From the sky. We know that they're saving time on commutes.
Child care.
There are a lot of benefits. And I'm not saying that working from home is ideal for everyone.
It obviously cannot work. Right.
But it is an option. It's a viable option for a lot of people. For a lot of people, it's a really great way for them to engage in the workforce while also balancing the other needs of their lives. I don't see why it has to be one size fits all.
You need to be in a cubicle in order to be a productive member of society.
It doesn't track.
And not everyone works the same. Not everyone works the same.
And I want to go back to something he said in that clip from Upfront, which, by the way, the Upfront clip is in the show notes, as well as the article from Wisconsin Examiner talking about the audit session.
I just kind of hang.
He said he wants to make Wisconsin more competitive. What makes you more competitive? A state that says, do you want to work for the state of Wisconsin? Do you need to work remote? Do you want to work hybrid? We have options for you because we understand childcare, transportation is free. So we here in Wisconsin want to make sure not only can your private business have those options, but we want that too. That's an attractive, competitive point about this state. Remember to say I want to be competitive and then eliminate an option for working. You don't understand. You are a business owner, sir. Do you understand what being competitive means?
That's a really good point, and I think that kind of flexibility is even more important for younger people. And we know that Wisconsin has a hard time attracting young families.
Yes.
So, like you say, Greg, if you want... You want to make it more attractive. You want to say, you know, like you said, we have many options.
Yes.
For what works for you. Why would you? Yeah, it's very short-sighted, isn't it?
It's incredibly short. It also reeks of someone who just doesn't understand how the world's working now, and is, I believe, I think either I said it or someone else. It's towing the line of traditional corporatism. I think it's whether it's the fact that he has this school mentality,
it's been hard, me blaming you,
or he has buddies of his in corporate sectors like me
for my tears.
That's not my problem, buddy. That's a big business problem. That's the marketplace, baby. You can't afford it. Move.
But that's
sometimes
that
I feel like running to.
Is the last thing.
Is it
and even the municipalities, the last thing municipalities are going to want is more people working from home because they lose the tax base on these businesses. So they don't have to have these businesses.
While they're still on the go to home. Okay, so I work 100% from home. I find that the time for more people. I'll just do one more thing. I have salary, so no extra money for me. So, I mean, she's doing the work. then Jim Matheson was listening to WGBW, says, go let's not forget, this is what I was just
talking about Robin Boss.
Yeah. Let's not forget his largest portion of his income is a landlord. Oh, I imagine he is sitting on more than a few empty office buildings.
Yeah, that's a very interesting thing.
It's almost like Jane around and see.
Self-serving.
Is this the way you want it to be?
About Wisconsin education and money for education. Just let's play a
she would be so happy to find you at her door. Yeah, that's the day.
So we did a proclamation for the
while they still want to go to home. While there's someone to hold you down, run as fast as you can, crawl if you have to, while there's still a chance, cause leaving won't get you nowhere, you're just gone.
The idea that we're going to do it for them, take the burden on for every single person
that
they
were
to say, that's just wrong.
Lots to unpack. Lots and lots to unpack. Yeah, the reason that they had to hold all these referendums after this latest budget, which did improve the funding.
Yeah, there were increases.
As so long as there's a because they haven't done it for decades.
You got
they have been slowly starving school districts for years and years and years. So please don't come forward and go, aren't we fantastic? Look what we did. And now you want to raise taxes on yourselves? Well, that's on you.
Hey, I mean, they didn't feed you for weeks and weeks and weeks, but now we gave you a two-course meal. Aren't you satisfied?
You should be full.
I think that, once again, this is another thing where he's kind of burning himself. Because remember, Robin Voss has been the assembly for 20 years. He's the longest-serving Wisconsin politician.
Crank it up loud. There's a waitress walking around.
The fact that he says, with just all the pride in the parking lot. The point is, the pride in his face, he says, we made the largest increase in a generation. Why did we have to make a large increase in a generation?
Yes.
Instead of saying, we make incremental changes over the years. Never by any means there's changes. Instead, you make the largest increase, which still puts us at about anywhere between 7 to 6. I think when I looked at the report, it said $15,000 to $16,000 per student. It's fine. There can be more. There should be more. There's a surplus. We have money to spend. And you shouldn't have to make municipalities raise their own taxes. So that's the thing. Is like, we'll never raise your taxes.
Legislature didn't do that. You didn't do that to yourself.
And I want to make clear, too, that the clip we just played, I did. And it is to keep the education information together. Because, speaks very quickly
really
and moves from topic to topic. And
where the good times ever make sure surrounded by
so that is editing, not just to keep education together. But this notion of
leave your problems
and notion that municipalities holding election referendums on their ballots saying we need to raise our property taxes to pay for education. Him saying, no, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. The state doesn't need to do anything. We shouldn't get involved at all. We did the one thing every 20 years. You're welcome.
Why are you? We're done.
We're done. We'll see you in another 20 years.
Alicia, on the live stream, the number of public doors were ticked off by school referenda was astronomical. People are so over the state not doing their jobs. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, and that $4 billion in surplus?
I'll text it to the rich people.
Ding, 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 ding.
I really am stretched.
Oh, my brother. Oh, my mother.
We do have one more clip.
Yeah.
I believe in the, what, 4 minutes we have left in this segment. Let's talk about budget requests. Jess, play clip number 3 from Robin Boss, please.
Additional general purpose revenue in the first year of the new budget, $1.3 billion in the second. Revenue's obviously going up as well. In your mind, from what you have seen so far, what is debt on arrival?
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking RichlandCountyBank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing
lender.
Let's
never forget that.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This Friday is your last chance for Black Friday savings at Town & Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center. Save hundreds on a brand new line of ranges from Whirlpool, featuring air fry technology. Get a dishwasher safe air fry basket free with purchase of these new ranges. Now's the time to schedule delivery of your new range, refrigerator, or laundry. Find previous model year closeouts in both stores, 206 East Main Street, Reedsburg, or 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, and Town & Country.
Remember, really quick here. That money that's coming out of your property taxes to fund
this Friday and Saturday, don't miss our Black Friday deals.
2 days
packed with incredible savings from tools to home accessories, and we've got everything you need at unbeatable prices.
They're not accountable whatsoever. So don't forget, Jake, you're not just talking about one school system.
Because these deals won't last long.
Walsh's Ace,
your place for savings, selection, and service.
All right, we're going to move on.
Center, Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Let's give each other a heads up. Everybody hits the road. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community. Some brand new, some gently used. Parents, a small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW.
Harvey, and
the half price sale is happening now at Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. From today through Sunday, buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss out on big savings for the whole family on shoes and clothing. Mr. G's is open today through Friday, 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. with a sale ending this Sunday. But hurry, special orders and layaways are included. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meets savings during November.
What you're gonna do if you're really having them over there
besides. This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore.
Upgrade your sleep. Get the queen size Comfort Infused mattress for only $700 at Ace Best Furniture. Don't wait.
I do have Netflix.
She don't look like a model. Nothing like a father. How else can you explain
your local Civic Media radio station and on the app?
Not completing high school is more of a social thing, but it wasn't academic. Even all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my department. At age 30, Kermit didn't finish her high school diploma. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it. No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The first time I've seen
that girl.
care I like a piece so of food. You can always find her in the nighttime club, hanging out the pocket from that Hearthstone well, drinking from a hand, singing at the moon. She don't look like a mother, nothing like a father.
Mr. Fancy Show, you explain to me
something in the water.
It's easy to find her in joy wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can always find her in the nighttime bell, cranking up a bucket from that Hearthstone well, drinking from her hand, slinging at the moon. She don't look like a mother, but nothing like a father. Folks round here say something in the water.
Good morning, welcome to Men Here. I'm Mary Jane, and here's Greg Body, and Jess B.S. on the board, and for Calvin, who's taking a well-deserved week off. You can always join us. You can call and text at 855-752-4814 to leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that constantly on continues to actively ruin. Love that song, Jess. That actually is the closing number at my memorial service.
That girl again.
And I've seen interviews with some members of Monty Python who said, oh, yeah, it's a big,
so
it's a big crowd.
It's
the most requested song. Okay, I read the
drive of flights.
Oh, yeah.
Not okay, so you're not,
better traveling.
Not doing it on Wednesday.
Thank goodness. Oh, no. Good God. No, thank you.
Jess, do you travel very far for Thanksgiving?
I do not. My parents and both of my husband's sets of parents live fairly close by, so we do quite a bit of crisscrossing across Milwaukee and Waukesha counties, but that's the extent.
That's not so terrible. It's not like you're going to drive halfway across the state.
But still, right.
It's going to be crowded and busy. And we want to share your favorite, as it were, speed trips. This came up in the general conversation here at Civic Media this morning.
It's a great thing to wake up to on Monday morning.
I just thought it was so interesting because my husband and I go 10 minutes to my sister's, which is the way I like it. But I know there are a lot of folks that travel and you go over the river and through the woods and all that stuff. So apparently you want to avoid Clover. Don't get pulled over in Clover. Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
What does that mean? Like
just an infamous speed trap.
But do you get like a souvenir sticker or something with your ticket?
Is there a museum? A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got was this lousy ticket.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing.
Agree. 100% agree.
Anyone listening have experience with speeding in Rosendale, Wisconsin? 855-752-4842. I'm very curious.
All of their lawyers have advised them not to admit to speeding.
I thought it was Wyacena. Cops to love to sit at the fork heading south on 22. Another one of our colleagues said Wisconsin Dells is great for speed trips.
Oh, I'm sure. I just imagine on Sunday the amount of grumpy dads we're leaving and just trying to get out of town. Yeah, I bet you.
Oh, and through the Dells?
Yeah.
Most definitely. Another colleague says, when I went to Illinois Saturday, I didn't see a single cop until I got to Kenosha County.
Yep.
And then I saw them all over the place.
And I was telling you this weekend, I was driving home and somewhere in Zeta or Kenosha County. Yeah, I saw a police officer pulling someone over on the right side. So in a half a mile, I saw three. I'm hoping it was a back to curious gang of boys.
If
to Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thank you so much for joining us. So you have experience in Rosendale. Funny, Troy. Yep. That is really, really
funny. When I was over the road, I was in Kentucky one day, and somebody had one of those shirts on, and I knew everybody in Rosendale. Oh,
sure.
And I'm like, I don't know you.
I cried.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we were up there for something driving through, and we just had to buy this shirt.
That is so funny, Troy. Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
At the proper speed limit. The thing is, folks, here, and allow me to be Robbie Craig right now. You don't have to worry about
the vows I took before. There's that.
The more you know.
That is a fair point. But I mean, if they snag you for going, you know, three over,
I'm fighting that.
Not being a little overzealous?
I'm fighting that. No, you're not.
I drive.
Then the good Lord, yeah, I'm usually driving on the freeway in the morning, 10 over on
regular. The true Are you right at the speed limit?
No.
Yeah. If you would have said yes, I wouldn't have bought it for a second. Our Senate resident youngster, I don't believe it for a second.
Michaela from West Bend texting in. She says the border traps aren't looking for speeders. They're looking for marijuana.
Such a dumb state.
That speeding gives them the excuse to pull them over.
Yeah, but still, we're looking for the pot, the wacky tobacco, the devil's lettuce. I don't know anything about that. I don't go to Illinois.
Is look at what you learned. News is coming up next. When we return, Dr. Kristen Lyers will be here. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the City Media Radio. I'm right.
Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavoie. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with D. Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, General Counsel for Law Ford.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoy this local program.
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.